I am Yuri Makarama.
Savagery upon savagery, destruction. People starve and leaders worship corruption. We many mountains having volcanic eruptions. We in a war, decimation, destruction. Savagery upon savagery, destruction. People starve and leaders worship corruption. We many mountains having volcanic eruptions. They using bombs, don't care nothing about your burner. White cops shoot black boys getting murdered. These just a few of the cases we didn't heard of. What about the killings that we never got a word of? They leaving bodies bullet riddled and lifeless. Got the nerve to tell me that I need to fear ISIS. A citizen of a country that don't like me. They use me to buy up their burgers and their Nikes. No reparations, I'm paying mortgage and taxes. White supremacists burn our towns, invested in matches. I got problems, my life divided in fractions. Can't focus in cause all these external distractions. Evil tyrants killing massive proportions. Marriage is dying, the new life is divorces. I can't sleep at night, the evil got me. I know these clowns plotting on how to kill me or lock me. We in a war, decimation, destruction. Savagery upon savagery, destruction. People starve and leaders worship corruption. We many mountains having volcanic eruptions. We in a war, decimation, destruction. Savagery upon savagery, destruction. People starve and leaders worship corruption. We many mountains having volcanic eruptions. I'm losing people every day right here at home. The whole earth has become an Iraqi war zone. Desperate commands, the industry is war torn. Live in a land where many die and more mourn. We in a war, black boots and green fatigues. Black t-shirts with the words, I can't breathe. Makes to your face, make you sneeze, you can't see. Terrorist groups is boys in blue police. We in a war, decimation, destruction. Savagery upon savagery, destruction. People starve and leaders worship corruption. We many mountains having volcanic eruptions. We in a war, decimation, destruction. Savagery upon savagery, destruction. People starve and leaders worship corruption. We many mountains having volcanic eruptions. We in a war. Savagery upon savagery, destruction.
We in a war.
People starve, leaders worship corruption. We many mountains having volcanic
eruptions.
We in a war. destruction. Savagery upon savagery.
Out here we in a war.
People starve, leaders worship corruption. We many mountains having volcanic eruptions.
War.
So peace, prosperity, salutations. You're now rocking with the brand. This is Real Life, Real Talk. I am Yurima Karama over here on Clubhouse. We are in the Mastermind Alliance. So I just wanted to get on, give some updates for some people that don't think that we're in war. Some people are actually thinking that they can avoid the war by going out to party. They think that they can avoid the war by pretending like there is no war. They think that if they smoke blunts all day and drink alcohol and all of that, that they're going to be able to avoid this shit. And a lot of them are going to be the people that are unfortunately are going to get that fucking back and fuck their whole lives off and their whole existence off. So what we want to do, if this is your first time rocking with me, please make sure you go to my webpage, www.yurimakarama.com. Yes, that song is called War. Actually, you can actually check out the music video. I don't know why I don't play it, because I should have, but you can check out the music video to that on YouTube. My brother Movado 242 did a fabulous job on putting that video together. And then you can check out the that CD. I believe it's on Spotify, Google Play, Apple, all of that. It's called Up From the Trenches, Out of the Tombs. So and also if you would like to connect with our organization, the Unity Walk, that's www.theunitywalk.com. Go there, check out what we're doing out here in the street. If you would like to become a member, go to our membership page, answer those three questions, let me know the answers to all three of those questions. That's if you want to become a member. Also, if you would like to donate, you can go donate to our events and donations page. So I told you that things were going to swing this way and that they were going to speed it up. And that's exactly what they're doing. And so I also told you that there is a war going on at the top. These white folks are having a war. I also told you that there are fucking beings on this planet. There are beings on this planet that just, they're not human. They're just not human. There are beings on this planet that come from a different type of planetary existence. Yeah. And I told you that. I told you that things were going to start being revealed. I told you how the Department of Justice, or what was it, the Department of Defense, did the declassification on some of the UFO information that those of us who are just conscious woke beings already know that that shit exists. Like, this is not nothing new. But even more so, the war that's taking place right now they're trying to get people knocked straight the fuck off the planet. Like, literally, they're trying to get people out here knocked off, people not knowing what's in the vac. They're taking the jab. People just doing some reckless type activities. And those are the people that 9 times out of 10 are not going to be on my page. They if they do happen to stumble upon my page, more power to them. Hope they stay. But family, the partying and the bullshit, that shit is not working. I mean, if that's what you're on, I hope it works out for you. But while you're on that shit, this is what these Negropeans who had to get Trump out. And no, Trump by no means was no savior. But for the Negroes who was asleep, who said, yeah, we got to get Biden in there. Racist ass Biden, who's been in fucking public office for 47 years and has never done anything for our black asses. Whenever I ask bitch ass niggas for receipts, who sucked this dick, who sucked this cracker's cock, none of them can give me no fucking receipts. None of them can give me no receipts. Not one receipt can these Negropean, these bitch ass niggas give about this bitch ass cracker. None of them can give me no fucking receipts. But they wanted to convince everybody that you got to vote for Biden. So now that you got this cracker in, this is what this cracker is urging the Supreme Court: to let cops enter homes and seize guns without a warrant. Yeah. 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 Biden administration urges Supreme Court to let cops enter homes and seize guns without a warrant. Now, just to be fair, and some people can correct me if I'm wrong, but just to be fair, I believe that I believe that the Trump administration was trying to do the same things. I told you I told you, what did I tell you earlier in the year? I said the rest of the world is looking at us, at the U.S., to see what the U.S. is going to do because they know that the U.S. citizens are the biggest carrier of guns in the world. And so the rest of the world is looking at the U.S. to see. And I told you, I'm looking at these patriots and these white boys. I'm looking to see what they're going to do. See, I know that they bought the guns for us. I know that they were duped into believing that these guns were for us. And so what is happening, what you have to be very cognizant of is they are closing the door. They are closing the door. So either you're going to have a choice. It's not going to be no more fucking fence straddling, because when they close the door, you're either going to be inside that motherfucker or you're going to be outside. And what do I mean no more fence straddling? What do I mean about them closing the door? So you got the gun thing. You got the vaccination thing. You got all of these. Now, either you're going to be a participant in your own genocide, as we as black people have been up to this point, or you're going to fight against that shit. And in order to fight against that shit, that means unification on a whole different level than we've seen from our people thus far. So what do I mean about them closing the door? I mean, it's apparent to me and anybody who's got common sense. They've had two major shootings, false flags. They had the fucking shootings with the Asian shops down there. So what did that do? That's two prong. That's a two prong measure. You got to stop Asian discrimination. Why are they setting that stage? Because they already know that China is the next world power. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And Biden's putting up this thing about China and Russia right now. It's bullshit. It's smoke and scream. Or smoke and mirrors. Yeah, my bad. I make sure I ain't got no nanobites in my goddamn nose. It's smoke and mirrors. Biden is in bed with the fucking Chinese. It is already, I told you all that fucking half the goddamn central banks have moved into China back in 2015-16. China's already putting out information and they're already setting back the Olympics, talking about when you come to China, they got a digital wallet that they can give you to take back to your country. Why would they give you a digital wallet to take back to your country? Because they know that they're going to be controlling this bitch, man. And they know that once they start controlling, look at all the Chinese in this country buying up fucking farmland in the Midwest. And then you got Bill Gates. All of these motherfuckers are in bed together. You need to go on my app and listen to the first video that's up right now called Hidden Money Accounts. After this stream, you would do yourself a good favor by doing that. So they have these fucking false flags with these shootings. So now they're able to put out legislation. Let's talk about Asian fucking anti-Asian racism, which is straight fucking bullshit. And then, oh, well, now you got the shooting in Florida. You have the shooting and with these spas. We gotta get the guns. I told you this shit was coming. Like, this shit is so see-through. Now here's the thing. And this is when you're going to know if you need to stick your head in between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye or not. This is when you're going to know it. I told you about the situation with Andrew Jackson and the Trail of Tears, them moving the damn natives who were us, our people, moving them from Georgia to Oklahoma and the Trail of Tears. Now, what was interesting about that is the Supreme Court had come out. The Supreme Court, and I told you about this case. You can look this case up. The Supreme Court came out with a ruling saying the state couldn't inflict that. They couldn't do that. Andrew Jackson looked at that ruling. He looked at that ruling and said, okay. Supreme Court came out with this rule, this law. Interesting. I wonder how the fuck they're going to enact it. Yeah. And then he went and did what the fuck he did. Now it's the same thing. The Supreme Court, Biden urges the Supreme Court to let cops enter homes and seize guns without a warrant. It's one thing if the Supreme Court goes for it. It's another thing to enact it. Yeah. And so there's going to come a point, where people are really going to have to come out of the matrix in their mindset. They're going to have to come out of the matrix in their mindset as it pertains to the rule of law. See, some of us already know that. Some of us already know. So, and what do I mean? They're going to have to come out of that matrix, meaning they're going to have to decipher on, okay, I can follow the law if the speed limit says 65 miles per hour. But when they start talking about coming in and grabbing my guns, do I follow that law just because they made it law? If they start talking about putting a jab in me and making it mandatory, do I have actual control over my body or do I follow the law? Some people are going to have to go to their scriptural texts, you know, those Bible Belt ones that really like to follow the scriptures and all of that. They're going to have to go into those scripts and actually use third eye vision to see what that text is really saying. Can they actually decipher the esoteric meaning of it? Or they're just going to have to follow man's law that gets implemented and fuck their whole existence off. Yeah, that's just what they're going to have to do. Now, on the flip side of it, and this is why I say there's a war going on at the top. I told you. And it's the aliens versus some of the non-aliens. And I'm not going to go deep down that rabbit hole because I know that there are Negropeans out here who will get totally lost if I go down that rabbit hole. You should just know that there are real, authentic humans on this planet, and that there are those that aren't. You just really need to know that. Yeah, and so on the flip side, you got Governor DeSantis in Florida who says no to vaccine passports for Floridians. Governor DeSantis, as a matter of fact, he goes as far as saying you won't be required to have a vaccine in Florida and go ahead and live your goddamn lives. It's basically somewhat similar, a little bit similar in Texas. So what you have to be on the lookout for is these states being attacked now. Whether those states are attacked with weather manipulation, as we just saw in Texas. And for the ones who don't believe in weather manipulation, you need to go do your research. Look up HARP. And then if you still do the research, look up HARP, look up why there was a treaty made between the U.S. and Russia, basically saying that they would not, during the Cold War, there was a treaty between these two countries that said that they would not use weather manipulation as a form of war. If they came out with that treaty, that means that the shit existed. And they were making a treaty saying, okay, we're in war, but we won't use this. Then after you read those, if you still don't believe, what I would suggest at that point is that you get these motherfucking nuts, go suck a dick and get the fuck out the way, because you're just a sheep in the way and we have no use for you. And lions, we eat sheep. We eat them every day. It's lunchtime. So it's time for the plane to end. Yeah, get these nuts, go suck a dick and go sit down and get the fuck out the way. Because we don't have time to try to keep convincing you of shit that we already know fucking exists. Shit that we can see clearly with our own eyes. That shit that happened in Texas was not happenstance. That shit was manipulation. So with that said, if this is your first time rocking with me, if you think that I get foul out of my mouth, I absolutely do, and I absolutely give no fucks about how you feel about that, because the frankness and the bluntness that comes out of my mouth will never amount to the deaths of our ancestors. The frankness and the bluntness that comes out of my mouth will never add up to the over 10 million Congolese killed over in the Congo when Leopold decided to go in there and rape, rob, and pillage the land for its rubber. The bluntness that comes out of my mouth will never amount to the babies that were lost during Betergate when white folks in this country, these crackers, decided to use black babies as bait to catch alligators. The bluntness out of my mouth and those cuss words that I use that so many get offended with. Those motherfucking cuss words will never amount to our black ancestors who were put on display in human zoos. And guess what? That display continues today. It comes in the form of exploitation of black women in strip clubs. It comes in the form of exploitation of black men on football fields and basketball courts. The exploitation never fucking stopped. So for those that get offended by the words coming out of my mouth, fuck you and have a goddamn nice day, nigga. Now, let's continue. Because I know that people will say, man, can't you keep your language clean? No, motherfucker, I can't. We in war. What you should know about the vaccine. Former Gates Foundation, this article came out March 13, 2021. Former Gates Foundation vaccine scientist calls for halt to vaccination, predicts wipeout of populations. A former Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation senior program officer in vaccine discovery, former head of the vaccine development office for the German equivalent of the CDC and university professor, has released an open letter to the scientific community and to the world, warning that the present mass vaccination program may wipe out large parts of our human population, which is exactly what the Gates Foundation and all the rest of these devils intended. If you are not seeing clearly on these news clips, because I know that many of you live by CNN, many of you live by MSNBC, many of you live by Fox News, many of you live by NBC, CBS, ABC, many of you live by the corporate infiltrated Nazi media that is putting out propaganda and lies. Many people live by that. If you have not done the research and look closely at the faces that are being put in front of you, Biden is not Biden. That cracker is not Biden. And the cracker wasn't nice when he was Biden. You got to look close. Kamala Coon Harris is not Kamala. Look at their faces. Technology is real right now. And they are pushing, unleashing mass amounts of fear. And if you get caught up in that shit, you'll be the first one running down to get the vac. You get caught up in that shit, you won't be able to see the forest for the trees. It's actually laughable to me when I see their faces. It's funny because I know, wow, is that an alien or is that a fucking mask? Brother brought up a good point the other night on one of these feeds, that movie with Rowdy Roddy Piper called They Live. Yeah, when Rowdy put on those glasses and he was able to see the people for who they really were, and they weren't of this plane of existence. Yeah. So you have to pay attention. This is one of the top level people from the Gates Foundation telling you that this vaccination is going to wipe out large populations of people. Then there's this. And I will preface this. The question is, what is ethylene oxide? Again, what is ethylene, that's spelled E-T-H-Y-L-E-N-E, oxide, O-X-I-D-E? Let's take a listen.
I've got a COVID-19 rapid antigen test. Pay attention to what that says. Okay, it's completely sealed, guys. Yeah, both ends. Not been touched. Okay? Not being touched at all. Right? This is in relation to something I've just seen on Facebook. Shout out to Lindsay for the share. So what we can do is we can take this sealed, untouched COVID-19, apparently, PCR test, yeah? It's what they use to test your children with. It's what they use to test everybody with. And if they use a rapid, what is it called? A lateral flow test, yeah? So look, I'll open it in front of you so you know I'm not doing anything dodgy, all right? Okay, fair. I got this given to me by an angry parent, by the way. So, these Okay. Nothing else in there. All right. So, my major concern about these, okay? These are the swabs. Yeah. These are the swabs that you use to put inside your children. Okay. And on here it says, I don't know if the camera's going to pick it up. Yeah, it will do. Let's just try and get it focused. Sterile. It says sterile EO. Let's see if I can get it to focus. Come on, you fucker. Focus. Focus. Oh, okay. It says sterile EO on these swabs. Yeah?
EO.
And back in there. So, EO. What's EO? Oh, look at this. Qualification certificate. Made in China. Stamped in China. Coincidentally, where the alleged virus came from. And they use the word alleged specifically. So this is the form that you get, all right? Your step-by-step test guide, or your step-by-step guide for COVID-19 self-testing. So I just want to go on the back, and I want you to read this bit here. Sterilized using ethylene oxide. Let's have a look. Where is it there? There we go. It's a bit blurry, guys. Sterilized using ethylene oxide. Yeah? Ethylene oxide, guys. Am I clear on what I'm doing there? Can you see that? Ethylene oxide. I know it's a bit...
So, sterilize using ethylene oxide. We're going to get back to that, but what is ethylene oxide? At room temperature, ethylene oxide is a flammable, colorless gas with a sweet odor. It is used primarily to produce other chemicals, including antifreeze. In smaller amounts, ethylene oxide is used as a pesticide and a sterilizing agent. The ability of ethylene oxide to damage DNA makes it an effective sterilizing agent, but also accounts for its cancer-causing activity. Mmm! Let's get back to this shit. It's all a... Because, I mean, to the Negropean, it's all a conspiracy, right? These white folks wouldn't do anything to harm us. I mean, medical apartheid didn't actually exist, did it? I mean, the Tuskegee experiment didn't actually exist, did it? I mean, they didn't go to Akebulon and shoot HIV and all of that into our brothers and sisters over there, or our cousins over there, did they? I mean, that's all a conspiracy. This shit is all made up. These white folks ain't trying to kill us. They wouldn't do that with needles, right? They would only do it with bullets and guns. Niggas is the funniest motherfuckers on the planet.
But it's common knowledge. This is going around now. People are knowing, right? So this has been sterilized with ethylene oxide. Okay, not the paper, but look, if you say, look at the swabs, look, sterile, EO. EO is ethylene oxide. So I've gone to a government website and I've had a look at what ethylene oxide is. I already knew what it was, but I need you guys to see this the way I like to look at it, because it is government information that I'm using, okay? This is government information. So, ethylene oxide. Let me make this a little larger so you can see it. Read this for yourself, guys. This is what they're using to test. Ethylene oxide. What is ethylene oxide? At room temperature, ethylene oxide is a flammable, colorless gas with a sweet odor. It is used primarily to produce other chemicals, including antifreeze. In smaller amounts, ethylene oxide is used as a pesticide and a sterilizing agent. Remember what I said about the swabs? Sterilized using EO. Ethylene oxide, it states on the back of the document. I'm going to do it again. I need to be clear on this, yeah? So people don't think I'm being a shilly-shill-shill. All right. So let me move this out of the way and let's go back to this. Sterilized using ethylene oxide. Is that, it's not clear, but you can see what it says. And that is the document, look. Okay, so there's no tricks here. There's no fucking sleight of hand. There's none of that stuff, okay? So, The ability of ethylene oxide to damage DNA makes it an effective sterilizing agent, but also accounts for its cancer-causing activity. Do you want me to read that again? I'll highlight it so you can see it. Read it for your fucking self, man. The ability of ethylene oxide to damage DNA makes it an effective sterilizing agent, but also accounts for its cancer-causing activity. Now, like I said, guys, I'm on a website called cancer.gov. Yeah? Cancer.gov, about cancer, causes, prevention, risk, substances, ethylene oxide. There's no tricks here. I'll tell you what I'll even do. What I'll do right now, I'll put this, I'll make sure this goes into the description so you guys can go and check this out for yourself, okay? Please remember, if you're testing your children with this, you're taking a piece of plastic with fibers on the end that's been sterilized using ethylene oxide, which has the ability to cause cancer by damaging DNA. It states that on a government website, okay? It also states that on the packaging that I just took out of this sealed box, okay? Go back to the start of the video, okay? This was a sealed box, right? I have another test here, okay? If you want me to do it again, I'll show you again. This is important stuff, guys, okay? You're putting this inside your head. Ethylene oxide is a cancer-causing chemical, okay? Used for sterilization. It damages DNA.
I want to stop right there because Jackie Fitness 25, absolutely. Do you know how many black women's hair has been messed up with these fucked up ass weaves? Jackie Fitness says they put chemicals in the weaves that black women wear. Kaylin hair had so many chemicals it was causing fibrosis and infertility in black women. Maddie Harmonly says, don't forget relaxers and perms have heavy chemicals as well. Come on, man. This isn't hard to figure out. I've even heard some people as of late talking about some of the vitamins that they're taking for hair growth, and how when they stopped taking the vitamins, their hair was kind of messed up. Like it wasn't the same. Come on, man. These people, if you're in 2021, if you're allowing somebody to inject something and you're listening to that black woman talking about she don't care what's in the vac, she don't care what the ingredients are. If you're listening to people like that, you're already dead. You're dead. You're fucking. And I said it years ago. They're talking about a zombie apocalypse. I said years ago, we're living amongst the fucking walking dead right now. We're living amongst the walking dead. Let's continue.
Some people are allowing this to be placed inside their children's head so it touches the membrane that separates the nasal passage from the brain. Okay? Not only is that in danger of causing encephalitis, it can cause problems with the endocrine system, okay, which then can mess up your whole body's mode, everything. You go fully out of equilibrium, sterilized with ethylene oxide. Okay, so please, guys, pay attention to what I'm saying, because this is not a joke. This is not a joke, okay? The primary routes of human exposure to ethylene oxide are inhalation or ingestion, which may occur through occupational, consumer, or environmental exposure. I'm so stressed with this at the minute, guys. I'm trying to keep my cool here. Because ethylene oxide is highly explosive and reactive, the equipment used for its processing generally consists of tightly closed and highly automated systems, which decreases the risk of occupational exposure. Okay? So listen, right? Take this video. I made it public. Go to fbdown.net and download this video. Distribute it everywhere. You have my full permission, okay? This place can go with this video and they can say whatever they like about me because this is a government website.
Yeah, so I'll put that esoteric JL. I'll put it up on my app later as soon as I get off of here. I'm not going to be on here too long. But the relevance in this is the fact that And Saucy Scribe, yes. I would suggest that black women are looking for more organic, natural remedies to hair. I know hair is a big thing, which is funny because even like when I mentioned earlier that we've been put on different plantations now, there's different exploitation now. They don't exploit. Well, they exploit still like they did Sarah Bartman. So black women are in strip. Some black women are in strip clubs, and it's found to be commendable. Black men are running footballs and shit, throwing basketballs. So these are still arenas where they exploit entertainers. Black entertainers are exploited. They have them play homosexual roles, have them playing coons and buffoons. And so, you know, with that comes. There has been this paradigm in this country, this push that, you know, black women aren't beautiful because of their hair. And so they have done, black women have done everything about their hair except keep the joint natural. You know, so they've tried relaxers, they've tried the weaves, they've tried the, you know, the most unappealing shit. Like, to me, it's like a total insult for a black woman, unless she's actually naturally, that's her hair. And we know that black women have all types of hair. But when she's putting that fake blonde weave in her head, it's like that. That's like, for me per se, it's like a like that shit is like a complete turnoff. Like you're trying to look. But that's a whole shift that they have done. And so the hair industry is now the Asians are making billions upon billions of dollars. Because black women tend to think that they're not beautiful if they don't have natural hair. I know black women want to look good. The problem that they have to know is that they already do look good. Unfortunately, by following media, they have put this thing out here that everybody has to compare with Becky and Karen. That slim anorexic look, which is totally disgusting. But that's a whole nother story with this damn, with this ethylene. So yeah, I mean, as far as black women in their hair, if it's that important to them, I mean, cool, but they need to find other organic natural remedies. And there's those remedies out here. I don't know about them because I'm not concerned, obviously, about hair. I'm just, I had locks down to the back of my knees, and then I, you know, they had to go and boom, we keep it moving. In the greater scheme of life, I mean, I know women want to look good, but I also think that there are insecurities that have been bestowed upon women that they just shouldn't have, particularly our beautiful black empresses who have global beauty and everybody is trying to follow them. But this is what's going on. So when we talk about this ethylene oxide, there are school districts around the country who are putting out this video to train teachers. Now, I just got this information to train teachers to give these tests in schools to the students. This PCR, sticking it up their nose. Now, if you know anything about the eye, ear, nose, and throat clinic, people go to school for that. People go to school for that. You're not just shoving something in the back of somebody's fucking nose. And you're not you haven't been trained professionally. And I'm sorry, YouTube video, if that's the case, then I got a goddamn PhD already with all the fucking research and YouTube videos I've seen. I've got a PhD. If that's the case, listen to what I'm saying, family. If that's the case, then go watch a YouTube video on fucking surgery. Go watch a YouTube video right now on how to remove. Let's say something small. Go watch a YouTube video on how to go in somebody's intestines and remove something. And then go get you a scalpel. Go get you a fucking a doctor smock and go to a hospital and say that you're ready to perform surgery right now. They're going to laugh you out of the goddamn institution. They might try to find the closest fucking mental health ward to go take you to. Yeah, but they're going to send teachers a goddamn video and train them on how to give COVID tests. Really? Really? And parents are going to allow their children to go through that? See, that's what I'm saying. If you're that stupid to be a participant in your own genocide, you're going to get fucked off. And quite frankly, I'm not going to share one goddamn tear. Doctor, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Now, my ego just shot up a little bit because a doctor just said, quiet as it's kept, there's some PhDs out here that come to you for advice, Yurima. Hey, and I appreciate that. They are experts in their field, and I'm definitely an expert in mine. I really appreciate that. But the fact of the matter is, family, is that we have to move quickly. And what do I mean by moving quickly? Moving quickly means that we cannot continue to be participants in our own genocide. Moving quickly at this point means unification. That means if we're in alignment with the way that shit is, or in alignment with the way that shit is, it's not supposed to be like that, then we need to be building, we need to be connecting, and we need to be doing that shit fucking at rapid fucking speed. We don't have time to play games, and we can no longer participate. Being on the same page right now means not participating in the bullshit. And for instance, not participating in the bullshit. When Krispy Kreme offers you a free fucking donut for taking the vac, or for showing proof that you took the vac, or for taking the vac, however that shit was, because the shit was the most insane shit to me. If they're offering that, that lets you know. That lets you know how desperate these motherfuckers are. Let's be honest about that. That lets you know how desperate they are for us to be participants in our own fucking genocide. Krispy Kreme donut? How disrespectful is that? That's basically saying that the sheep can't even think to see this bullshit that we're putting in front of them. We can offer these motherfuckers Krispy Kreme donuts and they'll go for the shit. And the fact of the matter is, what's so funny about that? You're supposed to, they want you, they created this scenario. I mean, listen to this shit. The insanity. This is the fucking Matrix, and it's not meant to be sane. It's only meant for us who are sane to be able to pick and dissect the insanity within the bullshit. So picture this. They come out with this shit called COVID, which COVID already existed. COVID was originally the goddamn common cold. So they come out with this shit called COVID, put it out. First of all, the UN sends out a memo to all the major countries. All the leaders of these major countries tweet this memo, instill fear in their people about this COVID or this corona that is sweeping the planet, that we come to find out is a fucking lie. When people talk against it or talk against the World Health Organization, those people end up dead. But they're trying to convince us that this corona is killing so many people. Then when we come to find out that that's a goddamn lie, that it's not even killing nowhere, that the common cold and the flu is still killing more people than the corona, then they come out lying about the numbers. Then when that's revealed that that's a lie, then they come out with the vaccine. And then they got people out here running around talking about if you don't take the vac, or simply if you don't wear a mask, you're not healthy. You're putting my life at risk, even if I am wearing a mask. So they got the people fighting against one another. Yeah, Movado242, now you got the fucking Chinese doing anal swabs and the Americans talking about considering that bullshit. But the vac itself, they got to get a vac because we got to get the people back to a healthy body. Because this goddamn corona, we need you healthy. Then once you find out you if you take the vax, you're still going to have to wear a mask. You're still going to have to social distance. And no, the goddamn, it will not stop the coronavirus. As a matter of fact, when you do the research and go deeper down the rabbit hole, you come to find out that if you take the jab and get corona, you got a higher chance of dying than if you don't take the jab and you get corona, you can actually live. But the vac, which was warp speeded out, because they want to get everybody healthy to take the vac. Then you come to find out that the vac is killing all kinds of people, has all kinds of allergies and side effects, which we know vaccines have all of this. Then they got the nerve to offer motherfucker Krispy Kreme donuts to take the vac. Some of the most unhealthy shit on the planet, donuts. And people is wondering why I'm laughing. Tell me the sanity in that fucking insanity, man. You can't. They trying to convince people that we got to get back to a healthy society. This is why we warp speeded the vac. They hate people like me that can think, man. They hate us. Because I don't even fucking watch none of the news outlets. I don't watch none of the news. I know it's hard to believe. I don't watch none of the news. I don't watch them. The only time I watch is when one of y'all inbox me. Y'all is inboxing me and showing me clips. That's the only time I'll even take a fucking look. I don't watch that shit. Therefore, I don't live in a fear state. I go in the gym today. They're wearing masks on the goddamn treadmill, running with a mask on. I take my shit's off. They're looking at me like, I'm looking at them like, you're wearing a fucking mask working out? Good luck getting fucking air to your lungs, stupid ass nigga. Nigga, remember Mike Brown? Remember Mike Brown? Bruh, remember Eric Garner? I can't breathe. Nigga, can you breathe in that mask, nigga? So it's easy for us who are thinkers to break down the insanity in this matrix. And that's insane. Krispy Kreme donuts, good luck with that. Good luck with that. And some people are going to have those Krispy Kreme donuts because they're starving out here. I get it. That's why you need to find your tribe. That's why you need to find your tribe. And Biden is slowly feeding you. Yeah, the basic, the universal basic income. Yeah, that he's slowly feeding you that. And guess what? There's going to be shit attached to that shit. There's going to be shit attached to it. You want this universal income. This is what you're going to have to do for it. This is what you're going to have to do. I told a sister months ago. She said, Urema, I don't really know what to do. I said, in a minute, the decision is going to be made for you. You're not even going to have to make the decision. It will be made for you. We're at that point. So they're even putting this in the schools now for the children. Come on, family. It's wake up time. It's time to move. And it's time to start being participants in our own enslavement. It's time to really start thinking. And for the ones who can't think but know that something ain't right, just sit down and shut up, man. There's people out here who can think. Just sit down and shut up and listen, man. Just sit down and shut up and listen and get your mind back right. Get your fucking mind back right. Because this is a thinking man's game at this point. And while you thinking, while you getting your mind back right, you want to watch some videos? You want to watch some YouTube videos to become a professional? Go watch some videos on how to fucking make guns and ammunition. Yeah. In your spare time, watch some videos on how to make your own guns and how to make your own ammunition. Yeah. Because in a minute, you're not going to be able to go to the gun store to get that shit either. I told you these motherfuckers is moving, man. I told you that they got an agenda. We're the only ones that don't have an agenda. So everybody's looking back and sitting around with the jackass look like, what the fuck? I've been screaming unification for years. I've been screaming land for years. Years ago, I was talking about buying a fucking ghost town so our people would have a community where we can fucking build together. That shit is still on the table, but it has to be, you have to move very quickly. We don't have time for the naysayers. I don't even have time to listen to motherfuckers talking about well, you should take the vac and here's the reasons why. Once they come with here's the reasons why, I'm out. They look around and I'm gone. I don't even have time for that conversation. You can't convince me of shit. You can't convince me of nothing because I know how to think. We're dealing with a school system in this country that has taught our people, taught our children. And some of our children are on my feed right now. Some of the children I'm talking about, you're on my feed right now. You were a child at one time and now you're an adult. And you went through a public school system that taught you what to think and not how to think. Guess what? That public school system still exists. That shit still exists right now. They're teaching people what to think and not how to think. And so it's our duty for those of us who know how to think and haven't been taught what to think, or at least was able to deprogram and reprogram our thinking so that we got that bullshit out of our system and got back to knowing how to think. It's our duty to teach these young people, man, because the young people are going to be misguided. Every parent in any school district where they're talking about teachers, I just showed you the fucking video where the teachers took the vac. In them school districts, and all of them got sick and had to go home. School was canceled. So you gonna trust them to shoot your children or stick a swab up their nose? Come on, man. Come on. Every parent in this country should be pulling their children out of the fucking public school system. What are they gonna do? What are they gonna do? They don't have the fucking infrastructure. They don't have enough people. They don't have the infrastructure. And they can bring in the U.S. military. They can bring in the U.S., the National Guard. They don't have enough. And they're not going to bring in all the U.S. military. Why? Because then that would leave fucking all the borders and all the other places where U.S. military is. You think they're going to bring them home? And then the U.S. military, they got people here. They got family members. They don't have a big enough infrastructure. But we can't be thinking like cowards. We can't be thinking like, oh, man, the police and National Guard. Look, man, it is war at this point. They've declared it. We didn't declare war. They did. In war, you save your life. And in war, it's about winning. It ain't about no empathy for your enemy. It ain't about no, well, let's negotiate. No, in war, it is about a win. There is no compromising on that. You either win or you lose. And in this case, if you lose, you're going to be one of two things, dead or a fucking slave. Those are your options. And for the people that think, oh, man, if we take the vac, we'll get back to life. And for the people screaming that they took the vac and trying to convince other people, man, I wish you would just go ahead and take the vac so that we can get back to normal. Bitch, nigga, there is no fucking normal. There is a reset going on right now economically. First of all, bitch, nigga. There will be no normal. We know that you bitch niggas want to get back to partying. We know that you bitch niggas want to get back to fucking other men in the ass. We know that you bitch niggas want to get back to your fucking Hennessy and your goddamn parties. We know that you bitch niggas want to get back to your strip clubs. We know that you bitch niggas want to get back to sitting on your porch and smoking your blunts. But you bitch niggas better know that there is no fucking normal coming back, bitch nigga. It ain't coming, nigga. You took the vac and you still wearing a mask, bitch nigga. You took the vac and they still telling you 6 feet distancing, bitch nigga. There ain't no coming back to normal, nigga. You want normal back, nigga, you gonna have to fight, bitch nigga. Or get the fuck out of the way for those of us who will fight and are going to fight, bitch nigga. Fuck out of here with that normal shit. And bitch, nigga, if we being honest, the shit wasn't fucking good when it was quote unquote normal, nigga. Because bitch, nigga, when the shit was normal, we lost Sandra Bland, bitch, nigga. When the shit was normal, bitch, nigga, we lost Tamir Rice, bitch, nigga. When the shit was normal, we lost Kareem Gaines, bitch, nigga. When the shit was normal, we lost Terrence Crutcher, bitch, nigga. When the shit was normal, we lost Nia Wilson, bitch, nigga. When the shit was normal, we lost Eric Garner, bitch, nigga. When the shit was normal, we lost Tyreek King, bitch, nigga. When the shit was normal, we lost Trayvon Martin, bitch, nigga. And there's thousands of more we lost, bitch, nigga. So the shit, when it was normal, that shit wasn't right, bitch, nigga. The fuck with me on any given day, bitch, nigga. You gotta get your motherfucking mind right, bitch, nigga. So with that said, you've been rocking with the brand. I am Urima Karama. For those who are ready to align, the time is now. We don't fucking have time to waste, man. And move bitch niggas out the way. They can stay over in the bitch nigga line. Real men, we do real shit. We do real things. We ain't got time for these bitch niggas. Get them the fuck out the way. Don't even give them your conversation or your energy. It's a waste. Let them take that back. And if they already took it, they done anyway. Tell them I said it. They done. Apocalypse zombie. That's if you live through it. Peace. I'm out.
Look it up.
Flawed individual.
Sing the Ashby Production.
On the wake up.